CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina. Argentina is understood as a troubled nation because of its debts. Right now, however, Argentina is the scene of a mystery that Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, will help us unpack as much as we can. It involves several nations, one of which is not in South America. That would be Iran. And a 747 that has now been seized by the authorities in Buenos Aires. Mary, a very good evening to you. This is a wonderful mystery that has a chain that ends in the Buenos Aires airfield. A large 747, said to be a Venezuelan cargo airplane, is now not taking off because, Mary, how does this involve the Argentine government in Buenos Aires, the Iran government in Tehran, and the Venezuelan government in Caracas, all in one airplane? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. This airplane, which, as you mentioned, is sitting on the runway of Ezeiza Airport in Buenos Aires, was supposed to be a cargo plane. Normally, cargo planes have very small crews. They have a pilot and maybe one or two other people. This one had a crew of 19 people. 14 of them are Venezuelans, and five of them are Iranians. The captain of the plane is an Iranian. He's actually, according to the reports I've read, a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and a senior member of the Tehran government. And he was captaining this plane, which left Mexico supposedly with auto parts from Querétaro, which is famous as being a cluster of aerospace and auto manufacturing, went to Caracas, seems to have picked up two people there because the crew was 17 when it left Mexico and 19 when it arrived in Argentina. And when it got to Argentina, it was there for a couple of days, but the fuel suppliers on the ground in Argentina refused to refuel it because they said that the airplane was under U.S. sanctions. So the crew decided to fly to Uruguay to refuel. But once they were in the air, Uruguay denied them access to the airspace, and they had to go back to Argentina. Once they landed in Argentina, the plane was searched, and that's when it was seized by a judge and is still on the ground.
It's on the ground, but the mysteries are not answered. Who are these? Who were these men? And why the apparent misdirection, calling it a cargo plane that's carrying passengers? And there's long been a story that Iran is active in Caracas, in Buenos Aires, and other and Havana, certainly. Is this part of that mystery, Mary? What is Iran doing? What is the IRGC doing with the government as integrated into the success of South America as Argentina, quite separate from how Venezuela is now viewed as a illegal regime persecuting the Venezuelan people? Nothing like that about Argentina. So is this Argentina getting involved in something that it's not responsible for and tangled up in the Iranian affairs? Is that what we're looking at?
Well, Iran is undoubtedly involved in a number of governments in South America. And you mentioned Venezuela, where we've seen Iranians, I mean, they actually had direct flights from Caracas to Tehran. And, you know, they have special migration area for the Iranis getting off the plane. In the case of Argentina, it's still a democracy. It's a frail democracy. But we have seen Iranian involvement in Argentina over the years. I mean, we just passed the 28th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. You know, it was widely believed that Iran was behind that in the end. So, you know, it's not a secret of Iran trying to operate in Argentina. And of course, we have the triple border area, which is Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina, very notorious for Middle Eastern activity in that part of the world. So that wouldn't be a new development necessarily. The other thing that's interesting about the who was on that plane is that the reporting suggests that a number of the people were experts in cyber technology. And that's the big concern about why these people were actually going to Argentina. Now, the Argentine officials claim that they were just on the plane because they were teaching the Venezuelans how to fly the plane. The plane had previously been owned by Iran. It's very unclear whether it's still owned by Iran or whether it's leased by Venezuela. This is unclear to me, but they claim that they were teaching the Venezuelans how to fly the plane. That's their excuse for being on this plane. I find that probably not so believable.
The Argentine government, is it in a position to be thorough about the investigation of these mysteries? I mentioned that because you've mentioned the bombing in the late 20th century. Vice President Kirchner has been involved in less than transparent activities to do with that bombing when she was president and before that when her husband was president. Is there a reason to believe that they have a welcome in some fashion in Buenos Aires, Iranian agents?
Well, we still don't know, but there's reasons to be concerned. And the reason why we are even finding out as little as we're finding out is that both the federal police and the a number of members of the Congress who are in the opposition have filed complaints with the federal prosecutor about this plane. So that triggered an investigation, which is what ended with a judge saying that the plane should be seized and the passports of the crew members should be withheld. But against that opposition clamor for more transparency and to get to the bottom of this, you have members of the government of Alberto Fernandez and his vice president, Cristina Kirchner, saying nothing to see here, move along. As I said, these were just instructors teaching the Venezuelans how to fly the plane. So, you know, totally dismissing the episode. And I was told by a source that's sort of close to the matter that they did actually find hardware inside the plane on a second inspection that suggests that they were using cyber military hardware for cyber technology. And so that makes it, you know, of serious concern, both for the Argentines, for the people of South America, and I think for the U.S.
You mentioned that President Biden is scheduled to meet with President Fernandez in these next days. Perhaps that'll be delayed some, but there is the possibility of exchange between the two leaders. Is this a question that Mr. Biden could ask the president of Buenos Aires, of Argentina? What's going on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think this is definitely something that President Biden should bring up with President Fernandez. And the U.S. should push for, as I said, more transparency and to get to the bottom of what was going on here and what members of the Argentine government might have been cooperating with the Iranians and the Venezuelans.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, it's a mystery. There's not a payoff here. There's just the first act. The large aircraft is in Buenos Aires. The crew is unexplained. The substances found on the plane are unexplained. But Caracas, Buenos Aires, and Tehran, that's suggestive. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.